phones on mute. It'll help eliminate background, make it easier for everybody else to hear. So if you could please put your phones on mute, we'd appreciate it. Helps everybody to hear better. Also, if you need to get off the phone, please don't put us on hold so we don't have to listen to your hold music. You can just simply dial back in when you're ready to join us again. The system will allow you to do that. So if you can put your phones on mute, and if you do go on hold, please don't go on hold. Just if you need to get off the phone, the system will allow you to dial back in. That'd be great. Let's go ahead and get started then. Mark Davis of Opera, and again, welcome to the Opera Members Only Update call, Friday morning call. I have a couple of things. We'll start with staff updates, and then we'll go ahead with any kind of questions or comments that people have, and we'll go till 9 o'clock at the latest. So first of all, I want to remind people that the Partnership Symposium is coming up rapidly, August 10th. A few rooms left up at the Cleveland Hilton at the Opera Rate, so if you'd please call and make your reservations today, we'd really appreciate it. We'd like to have a strong showing of providers, as we have in the past. It's important to us as we talk about the implementation of the HCBS rule and ICF changes and DC and everything else going on in the field and how that impacts us at the local level is the purpose of the Partnership Symposium. It'll be a fairly rare opportunity to hang out with do that. If you could please put your phone on mute, we'd appreciate it. Eliminate that ringing noise in the background, we'd appreciate that. Rare opportunity to hang out with a group of superintendents and other folks in the field who are really the thought leaders, the people who help determine policy. So if you have the opportunity to have yourself or your leadership team join us on August 10th at the Cleveland Hilton, we'd be well worth your time, and we'd appreciate your participation as well so that Opera continues to have a strong voice in these types of discussions. And if you need any information on how to register at the hotel, please call Shane at the Opera office, and she'll be glad to help you out with that. We did send out an email to listserv, several of them, so you'll have that. If not, again, please call Shane, and she'd be happy to help you out. The other thing I have is that an update on the DOL overtime and our work with the SOS campaign. As I mentioned last week, our legislation was introduced, and Representative Steve Stivers was one of the original co-sponsors on it. He's the lead for the Republican side. Representative Tonko, a Democrat out of New York, is the sponsor of it. We are waiting until they come back in the fall to meet with them individually in D.C., but with representatives and their staff. But we are soon going to be releasing a packet for folks to do in-district meetings while they're back on summer break. So that would be now over the next several weeks. So be on the lookout for that. If you have the opportunity to take advantage of your representative being in the district back home over these summer month or so, that would be great to sit down and talk with them about how we are 100% Medicaid funded and when we get these unfunded federal or local mandates, we have nowhere to go for the funds and the resources to implement them. It's not that we disagree with the vision, it's not that we disagree with the direction, we just don't have the money to implement it. So that would be helpful. Also, last thing I've got is yesterday, the leadership of the SOS team, SOS campaign, the leadership team, met with Director Vicky Wachino of CMS. She's the head of CMS, Medicaid. She's the director of Medicaid, and with her leadership team, and we talked about the challenges that we have. They are very much, they understand it, they get it. They are struggling for a way technically and politically that they would be able to help us out, and they have agreed to continue to work with us to determine a path of sustainability for their vision. So we're excited about that. They're willing to continue to have discussions and look at our data and our suggestions. And so we're very happy that we were able to come to that agreement with CMS, with the Medicaid. At this point, I'll open it up for other staff updates, other staff.
Good morning. This is Anita.
Morning.
Hi, got an email from Josh Anderson this morning. They have run the ICF 17 rates for peer groups 1 and 2. They're having some difficulty getting that peer group 3 run, and he sent it out to a group of us to take a look at. We've got the accountants looking at it. But they did put in $3.6 million more in annualized payments. What they ended up doing was they gave a 2% increase to the statewide average direct care rate. So they, even if you're over the ceiling, you're going to get it. Where they had talked about, well, they would only take you up to the ceiling, but they have allowed people to go over the ceiling. So we're going to take a look at this and make sure it's right before they send it out to providers. Peer group three, like I said, they're having some difficulty with. You might need to bill your current rate for July, and then they'll have to adjust it moving forward. So I wanted to let people know that. We had a meeting this week on the new reimbursement system, the time study, and the capital component. They're forging ahead with the time study. The capital component, they wanted to go to like a fair rental value kind of system. There was a lot of controversy around that. They had pulled numbers to start with from the nursing homes, and they don't meet square footage requirements or cost requirements. So PCG is going to go back to the drawing board on that. I'll send some information out later today on the ICF stuff. And I just wanted to remind people that, you know, we've been doing the SWOT analysis with all of our committees. The nursing SWOT is next Wednesday from 10:30 to 12:30 at Opera, and we hope to have as many nurses there that we can possibly fit into the room. So that's all I have for today, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, Anita. Other staff?
Good morning. This is Lisa.
Morning, Lisa.
Hi. Hey, just some quick updates on everything. With CIRID, we're continuing to work on our nonprofit status that we'll need for applying for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation grant and also to open up other grant opportunities for us. We've also been in continuing contact with Aaron Bishop, the commissioner of the Administration on Disability and the Administration on Community Living, and it looks like we will be able to meet with him sometime in September. And then concerning the day array and employment programs, just a reminder to everyone that this Monday we have the SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, and opportunity and threats from 12:30 to 2:30, so I sure hope you all can participate. Also, DODD, if you may have noticed, but they have the proposed rules posted on the website for the day array and employment programs, and so the public hearing is scheduled for August 25th, and the proposed implementation is around October 6th. And we've sent that out to all of you, what those proposed rules are. I think everything's looking. I feel like the department worked with us really well on this. So I hope you all feel that way. And if you don't, please let me know. And there is still continuing discussion on what the rules will look like for non-medical transportation. So we're looking at possibly forming a work group. And thank you for all of you that have volunteered to be on it. We're actually starting discussions with the Opera Financial Work Group on Monday, and we'll see what their thoughts are on this. And then I'll reach out to all of you that have volunteered to be on the transportation work group. And then concerning OOD, Director Miller plans to have draft rules and rates available sometime next week, and they're still looking at rules being effective January 1st, so there will be a fairly quick turnaround on that. So I'll keep you updated as soon as we hear more. And that's all I've got for today.
All right, thanks, Lisa. Other staff? Any other staff updates? Okay, we'll open it up now for any questions or comments from members. perhaps while you're getting off of mute, if you're asking a question or have a comment. Also remember to mark in your calendars. We've talked about September 19th, 20th, and 21st. It looks like Congress will be in session and they'll be going on recess the week after that, but we're hopeful that we'll be able to get meetings with congressional offices in D.C. We're working on those. So haven't signed up for the Anchor Leadership Summit, the 19th and morning of the 20th, and then plan on sticking around through the 21st on Wednesday. We're going to do the afternoon of the 20th and the 21st for meetings with our congressional delegation. So any questions or comments from members? Anybody else? Anybody got anything? Sorry, Brad. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. Bye.